who have will be Sean Ellis, Will King, and John Mark Henderson. He's our guest.
Number 608, the love of God.
Yeah. Number one, holy, holy, holy. A lot of you are familiar with this, but I'm just going to say it again. There's a lot of new faces. I'd like to lead it first verse, soprano only, and then on the second verse we'll add alto, then on the third we'll add tenor, and the fourth we'll all join in together.
Thank you. Solid Rock, number 378, The Solid Rock.
Israel.
we'll have Brett Johnson, Douglas Buffet, and Corey Williams.
Number 18, the Great Redeemer.
Thank you. 655. The walls came tumbling down. 655.
Yeah. Number 113,
Where No One Stands Alone. For a long time, I wondered where this song came from, and I'm still not really sure, but I like to think of it in terms of David, as he wrote in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me." So as we sing this song, I'd like for you to keep that scripture in mind as we sing together.
Once I stood.
Number 423. 423. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
Number 219, How Sweet, How Heavenly. 219. I really like the fourth verse of this song. When love in one delightful stream through every bosom flows, when union sweet and dear esteem in every action glows. It reminds me of weekends like this, when we have so many Christians gathered together in one place. How sweet, how heavenly.
How sweet, how happy.
My glory be, my glory be, that my 150.
Sweet the heart that my soul.
Near, still near.
Oh,
next time I'm going to dive on that stuff. All right, so we have a few announcements before we finish up. Ben's going to lead us in a closing song after I make these announcements, and then Stephen's going to have a closing prayer. A few things for us to keep in mind. One, the recording from Caleb's lesson is already up on the site, so if you guys want to listen to that again tonight, you can go ahead and do that. And also, if you want a CD of the lesson, which I'm not sure if any of us use CDs, but if you want one, come and talk to me, and we'll make sure that you have one made for you. Second, pretty important announcement, everyone who's looking for a place and everyone who's offering a place, we're going to meet here right after the closing prayer. Now, that includes those of you that have already told me, hey, people can save my place, and those who have already sent me a message on Facebook asking for a place. I have your names down on the list, but we're going to meet up here and we're going to coordinate how all that's happening so everybody has somewhere to sleep tonight. A quick reminder, tomorrow lunch is going to be provided for us, but we're all supposed to bring $2 to $3 to kind of help take care of the cost on that. And really, I want somebody to like go to an ATM and try to do just a $3 withdrawal, because I'm not even sure if you could do that on those. But I think it would be really funny if somebody did that. And so go tonight and try that out. And the plan is for us to be at the pavilion down at Town Creek Park, which I think is where we were at last year. If you just get on Gay and you go straight down, it'll be on your right, and there should be a bunch of people by the time we finally leave here. And hopefully the weather's going to be nice tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be good. And so we all have that to look forward to. Also, if you're visitors here, meaning if you don't attend at university, there should be a little card in the pew in front of you in the back. There's probably a bunch of old sermon outlines and weird stuff up there. But take one of those cards, fill out your information, and then there's a box on the table in the back right before you get into the foyer, and drop it in that box on your way out tonight. And then my last announcement, don't forget the schedule for tomorrow. Okay, guys? I know that traditionally we stay up fairly late tonight. People probably will go bowling or whatever people do. But if you stay up late, just make sure that you're up by 9 o'clock or you're here by 9 o'clock. So buy caffeine tonight for you to just chug in the morning so then you can be here and you can be alert. We're going to start at 9. Josh is going to have a lesson for us then. Then at 10 o'clock, RJ will have a lesson. From 11 to 1, we'll have lunch like we discussed. We'll have another short singing tomorrow, about 30 minutes, so not as long. And that one's going to be structured with some themes, and it won't just be for whoever wants to lead. Will probably be heading that one up. And then at 1:30, we'll have our fourth lesson. I'll be teaching that one. And then at 2:30, Boy Moyer will be here, and he's going to be teaching on the resurrection. So that's all the announcements that I have. Keep all those in mind, and I'll see all of you in the morning. Ben's going to lead us in a closing song, and then Stephen's going to lead us in a closing prayer.
We're going to sing We Have Come Into His House. Again, thank you to not only the song leaders for tonight, but to everyone for singing out. I know my voice was struggling there at the end because I was just trying to match everyone else's level of praise to our Father. We have come into his house. After this song, Stephen will lead us in a closing prayer.
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him.
Let's pray. Holy Father, Almighty God, we come to you now to praise you and to thank you for all that you've done, to praise you for sending your word to us. Thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to come and communicate your will and to show your will to us. As we study tomorrow, and as we think back on what we've already studied tonight, please help us to be good students. Please help us to have an honest heart, to look at the evidence, and to believe. Please help us to be more like your Son in all ways, in our lives that we lead. Please help us to work more each day to be like him. We need your help to be bold and zealous and unafraid, and also to be loving and humble and kind. We thank you for all the good that you've done, and we praise you for your might, for your power. Thank you for this congregation that meets here. Please bless them in this city and in this work. And please use it to magnify your name and spread the good news about your Son. Please help us to be servants, to be blessings to others. Help us to be lights in the world. Help us to reflect the light of your Son. Father, we love you. Please help us to love you more and grow in our knowledge and our love of your word. Once again, we ask that you help us to be more like Jesus. In his holy name we pray. Amen.